Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. We are live with you tonight, June the 14th, 2015. I was out of town last week, so we had a replay for you, and the replay didn't go off as it was supposed to, but the good news is this. Tomorrow, the program that we had pre-recorded for you, which is all about the JFK assassination, I'm going to put that on all of my feeds, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, so it'll be everywhere like normal. So for those of you that listen to us through the download, you'll be able to pick that up as a new episode that I will be publishing tomorrow. Great program lined up for you tonight. I'm really excited about our guest in hour number two. His name is Andrew Branca, and it's all about the law of self-defense. And I believe his name might be spelled, pronounced Branca, Andrew Branca. We'll have to ask him to clarify that. But the book is The Law of Self-Defense. And I'm fascinated with this whole concept, not only because I am a firearms owner, I have a concealed carry weapons permit here in Florida, but I'm also a martial artist, and I know how to use my hands in self-defense. I also know how to use a variety of different weapons other than a gun. And so this is going to be interesting because, of course, we have stories in the news like George Zimmerman as an example. And, you know, here's a case where a guy, by all reports, was pinned to the ground, as they described it, ground and pound, and he was held down on the cement, and his head was being beat against the cement for some 40 seconds before he drew his weapon and shot Trayvon Martin. Nonetheless, he was charged with murder and went to trial, and basically the guy's life is over. And so he was, in the end, legally, he was cleared. But at this point, you really don't know as a citizen. I mean, when can you use self-defense tactics, and what amount of force can you use? You know, can you shoot somebody more than one time? I mean, how do you know? So we're going to have Andrew Branca with us, and he is an attorney, and he specializes in this topic, the law of self-defense. This is all he does, is he goes around the country, and he teaches on this. This is his sole practice, which is the law of self-defense. So this is going to be exciting. He's got a brand new book out. Well, I don't know how new it is, but I just learned of it here a few weeks ago, and I asked my producer to set up the interview. You can get the book over at Amazon. It's a really comprehensive book that gets into, it's like over 250 pages, almost 300 pages, gets into all of the different state-by-state laws as well. So he'll be with us in hour number two, so don't miss that. You'll be able to call in and ask questions as well, send in questions by email. So where was I this last week? I was in Cincinnati, Ohio for, 5 days. I was in Cincinnati, and then I was 2 days in Chicago. So here's kind of the backstory on this whole trip. Many of you know I am involved with the martial arts. Right now, it's more of a hobby. I do a little bit of teaching as a substitute teacher at the school I train at. When somebody is absent, I get called in to replace them, but I'm not a regular teacher. I don't have a regular class or a regular schedule, but I am a second degree black belt. I've been studying Taekwondo in recent years, about 10 years, but when I was younger, I also studied some various martial arts. And one of the things that I've become very interested in recent months is a program called RAD. And it's a program that you can go and get certified as an instructor to be able to teach women self-defense. And it's all about rape prevention, empowering women. And I went to this training, and I have to tell you, it was one of the most grueling things I think I've ever done in my life. Altogether, over 3 days, it was about 29 hours. And this is not just where you're sitting in a classroom for 29 hours. About two-thirds of that was physical, and that included I had to fight off three attackers that were wearing padded tactical suits, and my drill started. I was pinned to the ground by three attackers. I was held down, and then the whistle blew. So I was positioned flat on my back. They were laying on top of me, and that's when I could start fighting after that point. So we had to go through that. I had to learn all of their self-defense techniques. Now, somebody might say, well, big deal. You're a second-degree black belt. You probably knew it all. Wrong. They have their own techniques. They use a lot of Hapkido, which is an art that I have not trained in. And it was just very interesting to learn their system and learn all of their terms. I had to pass a written exam. I had to pass an exam where I had to demonstrate that I knew all of their techniques, not just that I could do them, but I had to be able to do them and explain them as if I were sharing that information with a student. I also had to demonstrate that I could hold all of the striking pads properly if I were teaching a class of students. So I plan to start doing this just as a part-time thing, and it's not really about making money so much as it is if I can bring in enough money to kind of cover the cost of doing it, I'd love to do it. My wife went to one of these self-defense classes. I encouraged her to do it, and I felt so much better about her being able to go out by herself sometimes at night just to know that, hey, she knows what to do. And this is not about taking somebody from knowing no self-defense to bringing them to the level of being a black belt, but it's teaching them a handful of techniques. But 90% of it is about awareness and what to look for and how to be prepared and how to kind of hold yourself in public. As they taught in the class, your first weapon in self-defense is your voice. How fascinating is that? And of course, you know, you always think of that there are things you can say, things you can do to kind of ward off an attack. But just fascinating information. If you want to find out more about it, the organization is called RAD Systems. That's R-A-D, R-A-D, D like in David, R-A-D Systems. You can find their website online. And if you're in the Central Florida area, you might see me teaching a class. I want to do this for not just college age girls. I want to teach this to women who are, you know, working force type women, and also those that are retired. I think there's a need, from what I understand from the training, even as young as 8 years old, they've had kids go through this kind of a training. But there's a lot that you can do as a woman to protect yourself. And we're not talking about a physical fight, like you're going to go into a ring with a 6'5" man and you're going to win a fight, quote unquote. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a technique or two that you can deliver to give yourself a moment to get away. That's what this is all about. And it's ingenious the way they teach it. It's as a martial artist, it was simple in one sense, the techniques, but it was all new to me. And sometimes when you're advanced at something and then you have to go back and kind of unlearn everything you know and go back kind of as a newbie and start over as a white belt, if you will, which is what I had to do to really learn their system. It was a challenge, and it was a physical challenge as well. What a toll that took on my body. So that was the first 5 days of my trip. We got into Cincinnati on Saturday, had sort of a personal day Saturday and Sunday, my wife and I. Then I went off to this training for 3 days, came back to the hotel completely exhausted each night. And then on Thursday and Friday, we went to Chicago. And I was in Chicago. I did two radio appearances, one with the Moody Radio station there in Chicago, the big Moody Radio college campus, and then also WYLL Chicago as well. So a great time. this week, and also an opportunity to see some family in Chicago as well. All right, the latest on the New York prison escape and how much it's costing each day to look for these two guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. .us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are live on Sunday nights. The website is christianmoney.com. The blog is blog.christianmoney.com. A lot of great content for you this week, including an article on how you can get unlimited calling and unlimited text for $10 a month. That and many other things are over there for you at the blog over at blog.christianmoney.com. And also be sure to go to christianmoney.com, get your name on the email list. And that is how we, you know, really blast out there once a day a deal. And last week we had a list of round trip airfare deals for $150. All of the deals we blasted out last week on this list, they were all $150 round trip. And so if you're not on the list, you're missing these deals. They come every single day, and it could be a deal over at Amazon, a travel deal, you know, some kind of an update or breaking news event. It's almost always about making money or saving money or preparedness, one of those three areas. Okay, I thought this was interesting. I don't know if you're following this story about the two prisoners that escaped from a New York prison. My wife loves the Shawshank Redemption movie, and I like it too. It's a really neat movie, but I've seen it so many times. It's one of those movies where I just don't want to see it again. I've seen it already 50 times, and I thought it was very funny that one of the cable channels decided to start re-airing it again after these two prisoners escaped. And these are bad guys. According to their convictions, they're both convicted murderers. And we can't take this lightly and consider one of them as Morgan Freeman, the other as Tim Robbins. One of the things, though, that struck me as fascinating about this story is that the search for them, get this, the cost of the manhunt is now $1 million a day. $1 million a day. Now, look, I don't know what's going to happen in all this, but if these two guys were smart enough to do all the things that the media says that they were able to do, including psychologically being able to manipulate one of the prison employees to give them all the tools they needed to saw their way out, to get power tools brought into them, and they were able to do all this without getting caught. I honestly don't know that you're gonna ever catch these two. I mean, these seem like really smart guys, and they had help, of course, but I don't know. I find it, I know it's high profile. That's the one thing they have going against them. And this is going to remain a high profile case for a very long time. Watch, though. Watch this end up turning into a movie at some point, or at least being the basis for a movie. But I thought it was fascinating when I heard the figure, $1 million a day searching for these guys. Now, let me just throw out an idea. Some of my Christian listeners may not like this idea. We're not talking about every human being here. We're talking about prisoners. And here's my thought. You can put a tracking chip in a dog, right? So if you lose your dog, you can find your dog. Your vet can do this for you. It's a kind of a painless 5-minute procedure. I haven't chipped my dogs. I probably should do it the next time they're at the vet. Why don't we chip prisoners? Well, because they're in the prison. Well, they can escape, right? Or put some kind of a tracking bracelet on them so that if they get outside of, let's say, a certain zone in the prison, you know, if they've sawed their way through a wall and they're tunneling out, that alarm goes off the minute they trip, the minute that bracelet, that ankle bracelet or that chip is not within range. Now you might say, hey, the cost for that would be ridiculously high. Comparing that to $1 million a day searching for them. Now I'm not suggesting every American gets a chip put in them. Okay, mark of the beast, right? But when you go to prison, you lose your right to vote. If you're on Social Security or disability, that money gets taken. So, you know, you're giving up a lot of rights when you go to prison. So the right to not have a chip or not be tracked, I would certainly think that would be able to be legally done and legally enforced. So that's my idea. We're now in the 21st century, so we should be able to do something like this, but that's crazy. Another financial story that just rung my bell today, this new movie, Jurassic World, opened this weekend, the second biggest box office weekend of all time. Jurassic World bringing in over $500 million worldwide. I'm not a big movie theater person anymore. In fact, I might share this with our guest in the second hour. Of all the places I go, the one place that I get close to wanting to get into a confrontation with people is at movie theaters. I'm the guy that opens his mouth and says, hey, stop talking on your cell phone up there. So I'm that guy. And so I might end up in a fist fight or worse at a movie. So I tend to stay away because I just don't get along well with how people behave in movie theaters, at least here in my town in Palm Coast, Florida, where I live. But this might be an exception to that. I might go see this one because this is the kind of movie where if it is this good, it's the kind of movie you want to do see on the big screen. And there's a lot to be said about watching at home, saving the money, and you can get a great sound system and a great big screen TV, which I have all that, but it's just not the same when you're watching something like giant dinosaurs chasing people. You got to see that on the big screen. So this trip that my wife and I took, we flew on Allegiant Airlines. And I have to tell you, I was a little bit skeptical, actually a lot skeptical, because we flew round trip to Cincinnati for $150 each. I mean, that's probably about the cost, maybe even less than the cost of a Greyhound bus ticket. We flew round trip for $150 each. And I was really skeptical, but I'll tell you what, the trip went really well. I have no complaints. We had a counter, a service person when we were checking in for our flight on the way home that was really rude, but you run into that everywhere, right? It's probably not something that I can blame this airline for. Who knows? It could have been someone else working at any of these airline counters. But as far as the flight itself, everything was great. Clean plane, great service on the plane. Our flights were pretty much on time. Our return flight was, I think, about 45 minutes late. Because of the type of airline this is, we actually were able to fly out of a smaller airport in Orlando, not the big Orlando airport, but a much smaller airport. So Allegiant Airlines, I tip my hat to you. Nice operation, and we're going to keep looking at Allegiant Airlines, my wife and I. We told some of our family in Chicago that we saw about our round trip cost, $150 round trip, and they were just aghast. They couldn't believe that. Of course, Cincinnati is not Chicago, right? So we flew to Cincinnati, and then we drove over to Chicago for those 2 days, and then had to come back to Cincinnati for our return flight. But there are flights going in all around the country in many cities, not the main airport, sort of the little bit out in the country airport. For example, in Chicago, it would be Rockford, Illinois, which is about an hour and a half outside of the city. All right, I've got some news for you about Chicago and an organization in Chicago that might be going bankrupt. And you're going to be shocked to hear who it is. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they too exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest in hour number two is Andrew Branca, and he's an attorney. His book is The Law of Self-Defense. This is going to be a great one, so don't miss hour number two. Next week, my guest in hour number two is Dan Gordon. Dan is a captain in the Israeli Defense Force, and he has a novel out called Day of the Dead. And this is going to be interesting. I read the synopsis of this novel. I haven't read the entire book. I just read a synopsis of it. But the scenario that he proposes in this novel is chilling. And this is a guy that currently is a reserve officer. He's a captain in the Israeli Defense Forces. And he's also a friend of a recent guest of ours, Richard Shaw, and was recommended to us by Richard Shaw. So that'll be next week in hour number two, Dan Gordon, to discuss his novel, Day of the Dead. So as I was sharing with you, I was in Chicago for a couple of days this week, which is my hometown. I grew up there and moved away when I was 18 to go to college. Never really moved back. I visited, of course, many, many times, but I just was one of those people that the cold weather doesn't agree with me. And so as much as, any other place I could live, I would live other than in the cold climate of Chicago. Shoveling driveways, trying to jumpstart my car, all that stuff. I just reached a breaking point. So I've been living in Florida for most of my adult life. For 5 years, I was in Dallas, Texas. So I went back to Chicago for a couple of days on this trip that we had. And it was interesting because one of the things I always like to do is ask my relatives about their thoughts about the financial situation there in Illinois and specifically in Chicago. For those of you not aware, Illinois is a state that's really on the brink financially. They have literally billions of dollars in unfunded liabilities. These are mostly promises they've made by way of pensions, and they simply didn't set aside the money required to be able to fund these pensions. And not to take anything away from the pensioners, but many of these pensions are pretty amazing, the amount of money. In many cases, people are receiving in retirement far more than they ever received during their working years. But nonetheless, this was how they were, you know, this was the contract, this was the deal, this was the promise. And it is interesting, as I talk to my relatives, many of them very well informed about what's going on there in Chicago and in Illinois. The best I could describe it to you is whistling past the graveyard. Nobody seems concerned about this. Of course, we know recently in the month of May, Moody's downgraded the bond rating for the city of Chicago to junk status, which is very significant because that means that any future borrowing by the city of Chicago, they're going to have to pay the most egregious interest rates. So one of the things they're discussing in Chicago right now is a city income tax. And I know that New York City has one of these taxes. So imagine this, you live in Illinois and you work in the city of Chicago, or you have a business in the city of Chicago, that you will actually be paying a federal income tax, you'll be paying a city income tax, and a state income tax. As it is, people are already significantly overtaxed there. One example of that is the property taxes. Many of my relatives are paying $8,000 to $10,000 and more each year just for their property taxes. And it gets worse because when you're driving around in the Chicago area, when you go to buy gas, and we noticed this because we drove from Cincinnati over to Chicago, which was about a 4-5 hour drive, something like that, we noticed that the cost of gas was, I think, a good 60 cents more once we got into the Chicago area, the state of Illinois. All of these taxes that they pile on everything, from sales tax to gas taxes, it's kind of embedded in everything that people do there. But there's so much corruption, so much mismanagement, that there's just not enough money. And raising taxes again, just doesn't seem like it's going to ever solve the problem. So here's the latest. This is from the ABC News website. This is the Channel 7 ABC affiliate there in Chicago. And I saw this story today and I just thought to myself, my word, one of the elected officials there in the Chicago area is proposing that the city of Chicago school system go bankrupt. I have never heard of this before. I know that cities have gone bankrupt, counties have gone bankrupt, but I've never, and maybe it's happened, I just don't know about it, but I've never heard of a school system, just the school system itself, going bankrupt. And here's the backstory on this. The Chicago Public Schools currently faces a deficit of over $1 billion. And as it says here in the story at the Channel 7 ABC News website, a state representative is proposing bankruptcy as a solution. And here's kind of where we're at on this. It says the school district, which has no reserve funds, faces a projected $1.1 billion deficit, including a $634 million pension payment due by June the 30th. And there's no money to pay it. And so here's the problem we have in this society, what I call a normalcy bias. You know, you're somebody maybe that's lived in a city like Chicago your whole life, and you hear this on the news for years, that we're going to run out of money. There's no money. We might go bankrupt as a state. We might go bankrupt as a city, and on and on and on. And it starts to fall on deaf ears. and the can gets kicked from one administration to the next, and it never really gets dealt with. Because what happens is you've got two options. You can either raise taxes, which people just really can't handle any more taxes in Illinois. I mean, enough is enough. Or the other option is you can cut spending. But this is a state filled with pork. And this is a state where there's so much financial fraud and abuse that anytime you go to cut spending, the unions go out and march in the streets. And there just doesn't seem to be a way, a political will, to stand up against the pressure that comes against you when you try to cut spending. I don't know if you saw this story. I think it was a couple of years ago. These were janitors in the Chicago school system. And what they would do is, right before retirement, I believe it was in your final 6 months, your final six months before retirement would largely determine how much money that you would receive in your pension. So that was a huge factor in whatever that algorithm is that determines your pension benefit. So what they would do, the janitors would trade off being manager or being the administrator so that they could get that higher salary for the 6 months, and that would then create a higher watermark, giving them the maximum they could receive in retirement. And was it legal? Probably so, but this is the kind of gaming of the system that many of these states are up against. And these contracts they've made are just, they just can't live up to them anymore. And what's also bizarre is many occupations in Illinois, I understand this to be the case with teachers, many teachers, not all, but many are in a situation where they didn't contribute to Social Security. Because they were working for a school system, they were allowed to put the money that would otherwise go into Social Security into their pension. And so if their pension goes bankrupt and they're not able to receive any pension benefits, they're not someone that also gets Social Security in some cases. I don't know the whole backstory on that and what percentage of the teachers that that would apply to, but just imagine that. Imagine that you're someone who worked your whole career and did not put into Social Security, which is the option in some of these cases, but funded a private pension, and now you have nothing. You don't have your pension, and you don't have your Social Security. Of course, the reality here is that no one is suggesting that the entire Chicago pension system will collapse and that teachers won't get anything, but they'll be getting some, probably a reduction in the bankruptcy, a reorganization, if you will. And one of my relatives, I asked him point blank, do you think Chicago could ever become Detroit? And he laughed and said, no way. But boy, isn't that something to think about? The city of Detroit was, what were they, basically dissolved and broken up into a dozen smaller cities, went bankrupt, and that's not very far away. But the people in Chicago say, not here, can't happen here. All right, there is an app that you can put on your phone that will let you know if someone tries to use one of your credit cards. A very, very cool app. I'm going to tell you about it right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are back, and the website is christianmoney.com. The blog is blog.christianmoney.com. A lot of good reasons to visit the blog, a lot of good reasons to get on our email list. We blast out deals every day. For example, this week we notified our email list about $150 round trip airfare deals, also $10 a month unlimited calling and unlimited texting. Those are the kind of things that you will learn when you get on the email list, which is over at christianmoney.com. There's an article almost every day, and mostly about making money or saving money or preparedness, but we also do comment on what's happening in the zeitgeist, and we get into politics and news and all of that a little bit as well. The blog has been around for quite a few years, and we do have a search window available for you, a little search box on the right-hand sidebar, so you can go in there and search for anything you're interested in. And much of our content is, as we call it, evergreen. You know, that is, if you're looking to find out how to repair your credit, how to stop a debt collector from calling you, how to buy a home, or how to make an investment in real estate, a lot of those topics and many, many more are covered in prior blog posts. So don't just look at the homepage and the current 8 to 10 blog posts that you'll see there. Do a search and see what's there for you. I believe we're at maybe, I think, 500, 600 blog articles available for you, all free for you to access, and a convenient search box on the right-hand sidebar at blog.christianmoney.com. And here's an app that I'm actually going to try this out this week, and I'm going to do an article on it. You can get the details about it by going over to billguard.com. Billguard.com. I haven't tried this app, as I said, but it goes on your smartphone, and you're able to then integrate it with your various credit card accounts. and it has an algorithm that will monitor your account and let you know of any suspicious activity. I don't know how it works, but I hear very good things about this. And it used to cost money for this app, but they've now recently made it available for free. And a lot of these financial apps, for example, CreditKarma.com, a lot of these financial service companies have found a way to monetize what they're doing where they don't have to charge us as consumers to access their site. And many times this is by allowing them to offer other services to us. They can get sponsors and that sort of thing. You don't have to take advantage of any of those offers, but that's the case with BillGuard.com. You will receive offers about other related services, but the app itself is free. And one of the things that it's apparently very good at picking up on are so-called gray charges. These are very small charges that appear on your credit card statement that you may not even notice. Traditionally, these charges are $10 or less, and many times scammers will charge, you know, a million people a dollar and walk away with $1 million. And people don't really care about a $1 charge or a $5 charge. They may not even notice it. And that's what they're banking on. So check it out, BillGuard.com. This story, very, very sad. A 72-year-old and his dog die in a Corvette when the vehicle's power locks malfunctioned. This is really, really sad. And this was in Texas. A 72-year-old man, he goes into a Waffle House, he gets breakfast, he comes back out to his car, and apparently his Corvette, the battery cables came loose, and his power lock system failed, and he was unable to get anyone's attention to get help. And by the time someone noticed what was going on and tried to break out the windows, which they were not able to do, and they called the fire department, he and his dog were already dead. Wow. Very, very sad. But you know what this makes me think about? And I wanted to mention it to you this week, kind of putting on my preparedness, my self-defense hat right now, to remind you that there are options for this. In fact, I carry a device called a Kubaton, which is a personal self-defense tool. It's a small, it's sort of like a small, maybe 6 inches long. It's a little stick that you can use in self-defense. But one of the neat things about the one that I have, let's see here, let me pull this up on Amazon so I can give you the exact name of it if you're interested in purchasing it. But it has a sharpened tip on one end, which allows it to be used as a device to break out a windshield. Now, there are smaller devices like this that you can put on a keychain, and this goes by different names, but Kubodon, it will be a Kubaton, K-U-B-O-T-A-N, Kubaton, and you'll find them for as little as $2 at Amazon.com. a Kubaton, and you can use this to break out a window. And this could be, for example, in the case that we're talking about, and one of the things that this article suggests, that you get comfortable and familiar with the manual unlock options in your car. And there are such options in a Corvette. It says here he wasn't able to figure out his manual unlock before he died in the heat. It only takes a few minutes. And another thing to think about, too, is this was covered in my self-defense class this week. When you're a passenger in an Uber vehicle or a taxi cab, take a look at the door. If they have the baby lock on, you may want to ask them to turn that off. You don't want to be in a position where you're locked in a back door of a cab. But look, if you have a small device with you, if you have one of these small self-defense devices on your keychain that has the pointed tip, you could break out that window if you had to, right? If somebody was abducting you and you said, hey, stop this cab, they refused to stop, you could break that window out, and then you could reach outside and you could get the door open likely that way, or even crawl out the window if you had to, or at least wave to individuals to let them know that you're in distress. But a very, very sad story. Wow, never heard of that before. Somebody locked in their car, battery is dead, they're not able to get out of the vehicle. Man, isn't that scary? I'm sort of a claustrophobic person. That just gives me that just gives me the chills to think about that, to be stuck in a car with your dog and you can't get the windows down and you can't get the doors open. What a horrible situation. What a terrible way to die. And then nobody saw him until it was too late. Horrible. Well, speaking of bankruptcies, we talked about Chicago and what they're going through in the Chicago school system. The iconic American gun maker Colt could be bankrupt within just a few days, according to this article. This is from money.cnn.com. The company that has been making guns for 160 years has been struggling financially and missed a $10.9 million interest payment on its debt in mid-May. And the word is that they are likely to go into a Chapter 11 bankruptcy imminently. Wow, this is really shocking. I carry, that's the concealed carry that I have, is a Colt. And I also inherited a couple of Western-style Colt handguns from my father when he passed away. And for anybody that's involved with firearms, this is really a shocking story. I was curious about, you know, kind of the backstory. How could Colt be going bankrupt? So I did some Google searching around, and apparently they blame this on Colt not really developing its product line broadly enough, not trying to reach the non-professional market. So Colt, which is sold for years to government agencies, police departments, and so forth, they say has not broadened its product line to try to reach the general public. I don't know enough about the industry, the gun industry, to know about any of that, whether it's true or not. But I'll tell you what, it's any gun shop you go into, top shelf are the Colt weapons. So it's sad to see this happen. Maybe it'll be a reorganization and they'll be back in business soon with, you know, reemerge from bankruptcy as even a stronger company. A couple of other quick thoughts before we run out of time here in this hour. The dangers of writing a post-dated check. This is an article I'm going to be talking about this week. Believe it or not, people still do this. They don't have the money to pay a bill, so they kind of negotiate with someone and say, hey, I'll give you a post-dated check. According to this article that I read, most states today no longer look, most banks today, state by state across the country, most banks don't look at the date you put on a check. They consider it negotiable regardless of the date that is on the check. And this has kind of been the case for many years, but a good reminder to never consider a post-dated check a way to buy some time before you get some money in your bank account. And a website you might want to take a look at, really interesting. It's called the Crazy Coupon Lady. Now, you're going to spell the word crazy with a K, but just Google that, Crazy Coupon Lady. And if you're somebody that likes coupons and you're into all of that, you know, going to the grocery store, filling up your cart with a couple $100 in groceries and only spending $20. I love people that do that kind of stuff. And I try to do it the best I can. I'm not very good at couponing, but check out the website, Crazy Coupon Lady. All right, we'll be back with our guest, Andrew Branca, The Law of Self-Defense. Stay tuned.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.